How do you approach dosing in the adjuvant and metastatic setting?
Well, I think there's a difference. And certainly in the adjuvant setting, as per the exact trial, the dose of Xeloda that was initially used was the 1,250 per meter squared twice a day dosing. Now, as it turned out, up to 50% of patients required dose reduction during the course of the trial. It's important to emphasize that the patients who were on the 5-FU leucovorin arm, about the same number also required dose reduction. But I think the general tendency has been for the community docs to empirically start with a lower dose. But again, I think because in the adjuvant setting, we're really looking at cure. So I would not recommend starting at a lower dose. I would recommend starting at the 1250 per meter squared twice a day dosing. And if patients should then experience side effects, then to consider dose reduction. And in most cases, I think patients end up probably at a dose of 900 per meter squared twice a day. I think in the metastatic setting, where again, we're not going for cure, we're going for palliation, I think the general experience has been to start patients at a lower dose, 900 to 1,000 per meter squared twice a day. I think what's interesting, though, is in combination with either irinotecan or oxaliplatin, at least here in the United States, I think that the standard dose that we're now thinking about is 800 to 850 per meter squared twice a day. I think the other thing that we're doing at Yale, and also I'm actually the co-PI along with Herb Hurwitz, to actually look at an alternative scheduling of Xeloda, and that is 1 week on, 1 week off, as opposed to the 2 weeks on, 1 week off schedule that's been widely adopted, both in the United States and Europe. The study is actually called XELOX-A-DVS. So it's looking at the combination of capecitabine oxaliplatin in combination with the anti-VEGF antibody bevacizumab, Avastin, but comparing two different schedules. So one arm is 2 weeks on of Xeloda, 1 week off, and the other is a higher dose of Xeloda, but 1 week on, 1 week off. And this was actually based on a very interesting study that Scheidhauer had done many years ago in Austria, where he found that actually the 1 week on, 1 week off gave higher clinical activity, better response rates, better TTP, compared to the 2 week on, 1 week off schedule. And if anything, an improved safety profile. So it's actually kind of, you know, a bit contradictory to what we would think, because he used a dose of Xeloda at 1750 per meter squared twice a day. And so for this study, we're actually starting off at a lower dose of 1500 per meter squared twice a day, with the opportunity if patients are tolerating it to go up to a higher dose.
It's interesting. Larry Norton and the people at Memorial are doing the same thing in breast cancer. It really makes sense.
That's right. So it's really kind of this concept of dose dense. You know, I think where people run into problems with Xeloda is really kind of on days 10 through 14.
Right.
So again, if you stop the treatment, right, at day 7, week 1, perhaps it allows the patients a better chance to recover. And from what I hear from Dr. Norton, at least in the breast cancer world, they're up to like 2,000 per meter squared twice a day, and actually the patients are tolerating it quite well.